along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Ebley Wharf, one of the places on the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
When the canal was operational, this wharf would have been used as a mooring for the load and unloading of cargo and passengers. It would have served oil mills via a short tram road, providing access to Stonehouse and Nailsworth Railway. After decades of decay, this area is now a sought-after location next to a section of restored canal, as Nick Darien-Jones describes here.
It's actually beautiful. It's actually water in the middle of one's living environment. So the whole emphasis will change. And you can see that with the developments around Ebley, in fact, where the canal has been fully restored in that area and, you know, the price of property is increased because of it, in an area where it was the untidy end.
Ebley is very significant in the history of the restoration project, as Mike Ayland, one of the leaders of the initial restoration movement, explains here.
The more I found that everywhere throughout the country, people were restoring derelict canals. Well, why not this one? This is the best of all of them. And yet nobody is looking at it. And this grew day by day. In fact, I went to Ebley and they were actually filling it in. Cullamore's lawyers were backing in there with rubble and spoil, filling in the canal. While I watched, you know, you can't let this happen.
On the other side of the canal, from where you are standing, you will see Ebley House. This house was built in the 18th century. In 1923, it became a National Children's Home, but is now the headquarters of a charitable trust, providing care to young people and adults with learning disabilities, based on the philosophy of Rudolf Steiner.
If you're facing the canal, look behind you. You can just make out Selsley Common and the distinctive saddleback tower of All Saints Church. This church is home to William Morris's famous rose window.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.